Manifested Live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za. Make it make sense. Make sense.
Hey.
With Ayanda Nyadi.
This okra thing is not going to make sense. Fortunately, we have someone who will come to our rescue,
Hello.
Who always helps us on Mondays when we're really desperate, when we need some understanding on really complicated things. This is Mr. Nyati. There used to be a Nyati playing for Orlando Pirates, one of the most amazing left backs I've ever seen in my life.
Brad David.
Hi. We are Masbel.
I see everybody in the room is nodding. And
yeah,
we are Masbel.
I know David.
You don't know David yet.
It
will make sense one day.
But listen, when I know David Nyati, you are here.
Okay.
We are here together.
At least
soccer news and making things make sense.
Sure.
Thank you very much. Skomba has a few questions for you because apparently the cabinet was announced this weekend by Mr. Cyril Matamera. You see how you hear how I say Matamera Ramaphosa Ndawuyanduna.
Yeah, a lot of things happened yesterday. But we want to find out, like, we'd come to the cabinet, who's in, who's out. And some of the things that they don't really make sense when it comes to these ministers that were selected yesterday. I feel like the president was doing some people a favor.
Mm-hmm.
Like he owes them a favor.
Mm-hmm.
Like how they moved Mr. Zikalala to be a deputy minister now. Bantolo Misa has always been, we've always called him general.
Mm.
He's always been known as general.
Got that experience.
Yeah,
he ran a country, was the general.
But now, he is a deputy minister to Mam Ange.
Yeah.
Mm. Make it make sense. Like how?
Look, okay, let's start off with what makes this different, right? And we've spoken about this for weeks. Until
yeah, sure.
Point, right? So the ANC for the first time couldn't make their own decisions.
Yeah.
There was a back and forth. Remember, there were all kinds of letters being leaked about behind the scenes conversations. At some stage, we were told the DA is pulling out. None of that has happened. A deal was finally clinched, I think, as recently as yesterday afternoon, actually. And the president was therefore able to make an announcement last night. We were told when the speculation was happening that the DA was asking for a number of positions,
yes,
up to 11 at some stage.
Woo.
They got six,
mm,
right? Six portfolios that the DA is leading, including basic education,
yes,
memory serves, and several others as well.
Agriculture.
John Steenhuisen is in that particular post. Communications and digital technology, so controlling the SABC and the post office.
I'm no longer there.
That's why I'm looking at you. But they ended up getting six and a couple of other deputy ministers. But when it comes to just placing these people, I think the question around whether these are people who are fit for the job is not new.
Mm.
We've always had situations where people have been wondering whether Angie Motshekga should be in basic education,
yeah,
given how the matriculants sometimes have been able to perform, mm, and many others as well. And if you ask me, the president had two main tasks this time around. He needed to negotiate the inclusion of other parties,
mm, yeah,
and make that meaningful inclusion, so not window dressing,
yeah,
and having people as what we call tokens. And he also needed to manage the politics inside his own party.
Mm.
And that's why I think we have so many deputy ministers,
yeah,
this time around. Like a couple of portfolios have more than one deputy, which is something we haven't seen before.
And I think that's one of the things probably that I would like to somehow make sense for me, because when they went into this GNU, one of the promises by the parties that were getting into it was, we do not want a bloated cabinet.
Absolutely.
The cabinet has got such a large mkaba now.
70-something.
I mean, I'm just like sitting here and I'm like, it does not make any sense for me as a constituent and even people that have been following the story, a person who's been following the story for a while.
Yeah.
And I must say, I am completely and utterly surprised that Blades Mande is still a minister. Angie Motshekga is still a minister. Completely mortified that Naledi Pandor is no longer a minister.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, few people know what goes into the president's head when he makes these decisions.
Sure.
When it comes to Naledi Pandor, she did kind of indicate she's retiring alongside Peggy Kele. He's another one who got the axing. Tula Sinxisi is no longer in cabinet as well. Gwede Mantashe survived. In fact, he kept his same position as
Minister of Petroleum.
Yes, petroleum
big
and mineral resources.
Big things, man.
So
big
that's
things.
Mining and all of that that'll control petrol is very important because mining is the backbone of the South African economy.
And we trust him with that.
Well, the president does. But to answer your question, Khumotso, you know, there's an age-old saying around politics having no permanent friends, no enemies.
Yeah.
And this is a clear indication of that, where these organizations, which cannot be further apart ideologically, now preaching the idea of singing from one hymn book. And I am inclined to give it time. Let's see what happens, right? Let's see if they'll be able to pull this off, because nothing is guaranteed.
Yeah.
Neither the failure nor the success. So let's give it time and see what happens. But yeah, in the past, the DA would be throwing stones. Ironically, now they occupy the house at which they were hurling these stones.
So one other question that I would like to ask. Obviously, while, you know, the president was still mulling over this cabinet, there were a lot of noises, some people coming from different parties saying, no, I want this position, I want that position. And once the cabinet was announced yesterday, the big question that people were asking was that, did Cyril dribble some of these parties?
Yeah.
Who is the winner in this outcome?
Yeah, sure. I think that's a tough one. And I suppose it depends what you're using as your matrix to decide that, right?
The movie.
The economic cluster, the ANC made sure they have all those positions.
Yeah.
Finance, Inokodongwana is there. Trade and industry, Pakstar was there.
Oh, and, love that
you
for
know,
him.
And you know, he's also somebody who has been accepted by many people. Yes, the DA has a hand in that.
Yeah.
But the ANC is leading those portfolios. And I think people are looking at those strategic positions when they try and gauge who ultimately won.
Mm.
I think this, what shouldn't be lost on us is how historic this is.
I mean,
the president yesterday, we have to refer to President John Steenhuisen.
Yeah,
and President Dean McPherson.
Yeah.
And President Solly Malatsi, even though they're not part of the ANC. And that's something like that has never happened in our country.
I have a question. Since like Ken is saying, did the president play his chess, like his cards close to his chest? Peter Groenewald, FF Plus, is the Minister of Correctional Services. Does this mean, because he did say, Groenewald, when we go back to Parliament, before the GNU, when we go back to Parliament, I'm going to start asking questions when it comes to
Palapal.
To Parapal. Mm. And that was asked by one of our newsroom. I think it was Kat, when the guys were at the Rock. Mm. Yes, he did say, no, Mina, in terms of Yenza, when we go back to Parliament, I want to ask about the Palapala issue. Now he's the Minister of Correctional Service. Is he gonna still gonna ask that question, or because he knows very well this is a trap? You're not gonna ask me this thing or raise it ever again.
Would you bite the hand that feeds you?
Aha!
Yeah, you must always remember, much as politicians will come out and say we are there for the people, it's also a business of the stomach.
Yep.
They must also eat as well. Badle, basut, bapuzene okra water, those
who... Parting shot from me, Ayanda. There's a listener that asked earlier that what is a minister of planning? Do you have any kind of key points with all the different ministries? Because I've never heard of that either.
Planning, monitoring and evaluation, which I think is headed by Marubeni Ramakgopa.
Okay.
It's a ministry in the presidency, relatively new, but very important, actually. It's meant to coordinate the different events that government does from the president's kind of office as well. I'm not sure of the exact details offhand, but I do know that it's also seen as a prestigious one, which is why it's important that it went to a young black woman. Many people are already celebrating that at the very least.
Fantastic.
I'm also celebrating the Minister of Basic Education. She's young.
Yes.
There are some people that are young. There. Yeah, we are good to
hear.
But I think she's on her 30s.
Yeah, late 30s.
So it's Gaten. That's why we want to spin.
Yeah, when I'm over here, Katie, that's the whole conversation. That one is the whole conversation for another day.
It's going to be big. It's going to be like the PSL spinning. 23 minutes past 4. Thanks for making Made Sense, my brother. Thank you. We appreciate you. Thank you.
Make it make sense. Make sense. With Ayanda Nyati.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp
063-688-0959. Are you going to get into the guys? Like, I'm Angie. Guys, I'm Angie. Okay, I'm going to get. Guys,
And then South Africa is a move.
Mam Angie, from education to defense minister. Emele, baphela abafowethu abamasoja madoda. Uyakhona nje ukubamba isibhamu lo mama. Ah, sisenkingeni la.
My guy, you must remember people like Abu Enji Motsekwa were there right in the middle of the struggle. You can never question
Ubuti
she can be able to handle a gun, eh? She will surprise you. I don't know. I think people think if you're in defense, you're going to be in
Kangara. There's no way Mam Enji is already carrying a gun.
Exactly, dude. No. Guys, managing that department.
I know that perception is not everything, right? Mm. But it does help.
What does help?
It does help if you look a bit militant.
Right.
It does.
No. Like who?
Guys, I'm telling you.
Who looks militant?
I'm telling
you. So who are you going to choose?
I don't know.
Who looks militant?
I don't know.
I can tell you now, Khumutsu, that your Minister of Public Works and Infrastructure is Dean McPherson. Exactly.
She's from the DA, right?
Yeah, she is.
So, yeah, guys, you will be surprised. Eh? Don't take for granted and say, Umamu Enji, what is she, she's doing
good,
there?
Yeah.
Yeah, she'll do a good job.
She'll do a great job. She'll do a good job.
And you know, we hardly ever go to war. Angas why any concern.
But we do peacekeeping missions.
Okay, you saying Mam Angie going to defense is a bad move. Because why?
I think she did not prove herself enough, where? Even in the post that she had.
Maybe she was in a wrong. She was okay.
And I'll take that. That maybe she was in a position that did not allow her to show off her skills and whatever, right? But because I've lost faith in what she has given us so far, I can't be blamed for thinking that why is she not out completely? Because it has been so many years.
My question is, follow-up question will be, since she was not doing great on education, she's been there for how long?
I think 2 terms, if not more.
Or if not more, but she's been there. So the people that are responsible, that she reports to, don't see anything wrong with what she does.
Yeah.
Now she's... There's something right, Ayenza, in a way.
Yeah, and people also forget, right?
Guti,
like, as a president, when you make those decisions, right, because it's your prerogative, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're just not going to give Uhalomisa to be the top guy there. You give to NG Mamseka, that the one that you know and you trust.
Exactly. So at the same
and
time,
that's some form of a bull.
It works on trust. Some of the positions are they work on trust.
Mm.
Some were given to position about DA and people that are part of the GNU. And some you can tell who's this, like right now, Minister of Social Development. Exactly.
That's why Khomotso, when you have a function at your home, they trust you go with a papa.
But I'm sure some people are happy to see Aaron back in the Ministry of Health.
Yeah, you're one of them.
I don't know if I'm one of them.
No, I'm not. I'm not.
I loved him at Barking, Foreign Affairs, whatever.
Well, Aaron is the same. Is the same guy where life is dimming. Yeah.
Did that happen under his watch?
Yes, it did.
Yeah.
I might be wrong, but it did.
Yeah.
But he's back. Health is wealth.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
Yazi ngiyacabanga ukuthi Mam Angie uze kahle ku defense. Miba ngazama i-friendly nje, yazama i-friendly word ne Lesotho or i-friendly word ne Zimbabwe. Sibone nje ukuthi amasotsha asebenza. Indaba yabo njalo ukuthi bayadrilla sebenza. Baba hambi bothula i-friendly nje ne Lesotho or kwi-Zimbabwe. Sibone ukuthi zasebenza into zabo.
No, Dean McHugh out. matric press like as using it yeah abathand isikolo labafana labazi ayekho umuntu ukuthi yo be wandlulanyana wathi tinye college nyana ngisho na NCV NCV asikhohle united NCV le dinga grade 9 ayekho nje no IDA ihlazo sijwayela kabi cabanga usenzo mchubu hey usihle zikalala umuntu ofundile azoba ayodeputize umuntu ane matric into enjani le ay
Hi guys, Umam Angie was just a bad minister. I would she was in the wrong portfolio. Umam Kuluami was a teacher, she's retired now. And I remember her Angie Luguti, Umam Angie, Berai lecture abo, Lapeso to college, Lape Pimvili, they used to be a college abo teacher. So education is a thing. I would she was in the wrong portfolio, she's just a bad minister.
Drive 959 with Glenn.
Komoto and Skumba.
Monday to Friday, 3 to 6 p.m. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.